This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, welcome to Riding with the Window Down. You know what? I'm in Houston and decided it would be a good time to do a sound seeing tour. That's kind of my way of saying I'm not in the studio. So I happen to be riding along with Manny Laxamana,
the Dark Diver, baby.
That's right. And I'll leave it to you whether you want to describe where that name came from.
No, I'm pretty sure it's been well reviewed already. So I like the nickname. I'm sticking with it. And there's no need for explanation on that one. But for those new ones, just scroll back on the earlier blog. You'll find it, okay? Trust me, you'll find it. And my fucking name on there, and you'll see it.
And pull me aside if you want an explanation.
Yes.
It's worth it. Anyway, it's kind of weird, you know? Neither of us live here in Houston anymore. But,
there they are.
Sure.
Yeah, there they are.
Tribute to the American Statesman. Nice, nice. We're looking at the big heads, which are now, some of them are on the side of the freeway. So, you know, those mysterious big heads that I blogged and video cast before, they pulled them out of the back district area, pulled them out so you can see them when you drive by, which is kind of cool.
By the way, to those, this Dark Diver here, I was one of the original guys that he hung out with when he started off the blogging stuff, and we were, you know, gallivanting all over town looking for some, you know, getting into trouble supposedly back then, but we couldn't. For the life of us, you know, we couldn't get into trouble no matter what we did. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with this town, you know? Where here, you got a white guy and an API, you know, there's something wrong with the picture, but still, we got away with stuff.
Yeah, but we had our share of trouble too. It just never stuck.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
So anyway, so you're still living in Vegas, or have you relocated?
I'm about to relocate because apparently this this entire situation the country is in, you know, the big ass job the government is doing to everybody, I got reamed big time. So I'm moving back to town hopefully in a couple of weeks or whatnot, and looking for some gigs. And anybody who's looking for a CAD guy, I'm your guy, you know. So mlaxamana@emails.com. Yeah.
I'll put links in the show notes so that you can contact him. Very good CAD guy.
Hey, Chris, I'm sorry to interrupt you. What about the... I know you. I've been visiting your website, but the... your movie reviews are few and far between, buddy.
Hey, I actually did three, like, in the last week and a half.
Oh, wow. Whoop-de-do. Okay. Well,
let's just say the, I don't know, the supply of good, eclectic film...
It's not.
In San Marcos is not that great.
Okay. But you're close to SWS, I mean, South by Southwest. But,
oh, yeah. I just happened to be real busy during South by Southwest.
Oh,
so
sucks.
I totally missed all of it this year.
That sucks, man.
Which did suck, because, you know, whether it's the interactive or the film or the music, South by Southwest rocks, you know, so, yeah. All right, so we're pulling into the parking garage. We're going to go to the Angelica.
I can do this one for my movie tickets, right? I can do the discount to pay for it.
Oh, pay the $7.
Pay the $7 first, okay. Okay.
I'm going to give you a refund.
Yep. That was the entire, I remember that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's one thing about Angelica Film Center is that they'll take care of you, you know, because they know that you're patronizing them and whatnot, so.
Right. So anyway, we are going to the Angelica. What is the film we're going to see?
The Great Buck Howard, which stars, of course, John Malkovich, Tom Hanks, Colin Hanks, and Emily Blunt. Really? Yeah. That's one blunt I would have tapped if I wasn't married, but,
take
you know.
Take it easy.
I'm sorry.
We've already lost our G rating and our PG ratings.
We have? Oh, really? We have lost the PG rating? I don't fucking think so!
Nice. All right, so... anyway, hey, one thing before we get out of here and go traipsing up to the Angelica, I was...
Traipse? Traipse?
You what, said gallivant earlier.
Hey! Oh, come on! Okay, sorry. Damn, I thought you didn't...
I caught it.
Damn it!
We're gallivanting and traipsing now.
This is what you call bromance! Come on, Chrissy, let's hold hands!
Get easy, you're a married guy.
I know I am.
Anyway, stop!
Stop what? You're the one holding me! Chris! Father Chris!
Mashups. I've been talking to some friends about mashups and said you used to be the guy when it came to mashups.
You're shitting me.
Yeah. So what happened? We're going to go on without you if we don't start getting some mashups.
Uh-oh. Okay. I have been busy with my wife, that's for sure.
Your wife, your life, your job,
yeah.
Whatever.
Okay,
mashups come first.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go see a movie. I'll probably throw a mashup in at this break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Okay, later.
So instead of, what was that one we were going to see, Buck Howard or something?
Buck Howard. We ended up with
ended up seeing Gomorrah.
Gomorrah, or Gomorrah.
Right, right.
Which is a city, obviously, that's
ripe
with New Jack City. Italy's New Jack City,
right.
Basically.
Well, let's go pull up a table over here. Yeah,
of course, it's a Martin Scorsese film
based on true story,
which is nice.
And it's had the greatest mafia film ever made as the poster. Yeah.
But here's the thing: where I was about to give it that due,
right?
It's because of the fact the gangs here is gritty. It's really, they're like Euro, literally Euro trash. They're not your typical suit and tie.
Right.
You know, this was a very gritty, real Italian ghetto gangster. What kind of lost me is though.
Yeah, it followed a bunch of different people, and we don't want to give it all away, but
it's a whole different gangster movie.
It took halfway, probably two-thirds of
two-thirds
the movie through before you understood what the heck was going on.
Exactly, because then it was on two-thirds where I figured out that there's four
storylines.
Storylines, and I'm like, where does this tie in?
Yeah, that's what I was, the entire time I kept, like, the accountant guy.
The accountant guy.
Kept going, how does he tie in?
Yeah, the accountant guy, how does he tie in? The dumping guy.
Right, right.
Okay, the two nuisance guy.
The two nuisance guy is the little kid.
And the little kid.
Yeah.
The little kid, the accountant, I kind of related. Now, and there's also...
In the ghetto.
And the tailor.
Right. Yeah.
Basically, that arc right there has something to do that they also control
the fashion
industry, which is a whole. It's not related to the other stories.
To the drug trade or anything like that. Yeah.
The probably the guy's boss was probably related to the. Because remember, he said, "Oh, there's something wrong with your family." There's like an invisible.
Right.
Bigger family, which at the end, the two nuisance guys, this is the big shit.
Okay, and so well, let's back up.
Okay,
first impressions, how would you rate it?
I'm not going to give it a high one, that's for sure.
Okay.
This is not my, I'm taking it back at the storyline arc, which is based on a true story, but it's one too many to follow for an average.
Yeah, the problem was it wasn't contiguous. None of it, it was like four separate stories.
Yeah.
Five separate stories.
You're looking at, Mafia Evolution, you know,
mm-hmm.
four or five storylines.
Right.
That's a documentary almost.
It's shot almost documentary style.
Which is, I like.
Yeah.
I like. And I'm curious, this was one scene where on the accountant guy and Maria,
uh-huh.
How did they do that where the aperture did not change? Well, because they were shooting from light, you know, they were both in the dark side. There's a column here and there's two light parts. Usually when the camera would pan,
right,
the light one would you would reduce your aperture, your iris, then, but it didn't change because there was like, you know how if you change from light to dark, it blows out.
Then you have to turn it down.
No, this one it didn't. I was like, how did they? It was one of those little shots that
I
noticed.
Well, it's a couple things. They did have a column there.
Yeah.
So they literally could have shot the thing to camera.
Yeah.
And in the computer made the motion.
But this doesn't look like it's
it doesn't look like it at all.
Computer. It's all handheld. And which, by the way, I'm going to give it that credit too, which is what I like about it is that all handheld.
Right.
It's not Blair Witch handheld, I'm saying, but it's decent enough where I'm getting a little bit sick and tired with Steadicam shots, man. It's been abused and you know, I like nice flowing, you know.
I don't mind a steady cam. I just like it to be steady. I don't like the, you know, when NYPD Blue first started, where they using were, the running
thing. The running thing around, yeah. And that's like, yeah. Okay, you're...
Yeah, and they would purposely wiggle to make it seem more real.
Yeah. The good TV show that, we're going to allude to another show, Friday Night Lights. I like the camera setup where they let the actors play the scene.
Right.
Almost, I can't detect a cut, you know, where they have to cut a, say, hey, cut, and we'll do a setup. Everything's done one take, but the cameras are all
multiple
set up,
angles,
multiple angles, and they let the scene
out. I was kind of upset because their last day of shooting from their last scene, I got invited to go be a sportscaster. But I had somewhere I had to go. And then I just saw that
you could have had your IMDb.
I know. I just saw that episode, and it was serious FaceTime for the extras. I was like, wow.
There goes your IMDb.
No, I'll get it. Don't worry. I've got ways.
But okay, going back to
Gamora.
I cannot rate it high. The technical aspects, I'm gonna give it its due. It's really nice. But as far as the storyline is concerned, it's too. I wouldn't say avant-garde. It's not even avant-garde.
It's disconnected.
Disconnected. Yeah. For an average person, too.
You know, it's like five different day in the life type documentaries.
Yeah, but it's not in.
There's not enough theme or story or backstory to tie it all.
Either that or it's just too short of a movie for this. It might have been
a great
miniseries. Exactly. Yeah. But it's just too short of a movie to tie up the loose ends. I mean, there is a lot of loose ends. What happened to the Taylor guy?
I wasn't even worried. Well, he's driving a truck. I wasn't even worried about the loose ends. They were so far apart, all these stories.
Yeah.
You know.
But I did take into account, though, that there is a family war going. But the one in the ghettos, the ones are fighting, are not the actual families. They're just the foot soldiers just going at it.
Sure.
You know. And I'm just like, okay, that's nice. But those two idiots, they're the classic.
Yeah, they were the only real interesting story. Because they were so dumb.
The minute I saw that guy sat down with them, maybe go to guy. I'll call him. It was classic setup. I said, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
You cannot be that dumb. We want to be independent. Hello, they know you didn't want to be independent. Yeah, they want to kill you.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, so. I guess that's it. Long story short, if I were on a 10-star rating, which...
Mine is this one.
That's about where I was going to put it.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
That he held up six fingers, by the way. Yeah. So, I think it was entertaining, but
not
great.
Not great. Yeah. Definitely not great. It's just a little technical thing.
And I have to say, it was not the greatest movie.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Good God, no, it's not. I guess we were stuck into the nice poster.
The nice poster, Scorsese's name on it, you know.
And the fact that it was the con thing. What the hell were they?
Yeah, and they had put in the greatest mafia movie ever made in Martin Scorsese. we got suckered by the movie poster. Oh, well. All right, well, I'm going to end it here.
You're going to edit here, okay.
That's right. Well, thank you, Manny, for
hanging with us.
And get us some mashups.
I will.
Your public demands it.
The thing is, after, it's kind of hard to pick and choose. The Norwegian guy did a pretty good job.
Norwegian Recycling?
Norwegian Recycling, DJ Earwig. It has evolved, basically. I can't believe how fast it evolved. But there's still a few that are following up on them,
right.
But they are getting to be far and few between the really good ones. The good ones that started...
It sounds like an excuse. You haven't given me anything.
Okay. It is.
Anyway, that's it. I'm out of here.
Later.
See you.